Mining and manufacturing points for February are out. This, of course, accounting for production before the lockdown. And we had the mining sector record its fourth consecutive annual increase, with output rising 7%. Things, however, weren't as upbeat in the manufacturing space, where production fell back 2.1% on the back of lower production of basic iron and steel. Joining me now to discuss both sectors is Mpho Molapiane from RMB. Thanks so much, Mpho, for your time this evening. So we had mining production already slowing before the lockdown period, despite this coming in better than expected. Talk us through how you've digested today's print.
Thank you so much, Alicia. You're right. I think the mining and manufacturing data on a year-on-year basis sort of came out better than market expectation, particularly mining, whereas manufacturing was in line with the market expectation. But I think if we look at the month-on-month data, we will see that the contraction in both mining and manufacturing output was worse than the market expectations. But I think what's important is to look at the mining figure, that positive 7% year-on-year increase. It should be taken in the context of the February figures, of the February 2019 figures, where mining output contracted by 7.5% year-on-year. So that shows that it was a very low base to grow from, and hence it's not surprising that we saw such a huge increase in mining output. For us in particular, the most important data is the three-month changes, which then feeds directly into the GDP numbers. And if you analyze the data from that perspective, it really does not paint a good picture. And this is before the lockdown, as you pointed out.
Exactly. So overall, and the worst yet to come, as many analysts have been saying, with, of course, almost no mining activity happening as soon as the lockdown kicked off on the 26th of March. I want to home in on the value of sales, though, because in recent weeks we've had commodity prices continue to surprise to the upside, and one wonders just how much of the pressure that potentially offsets, or do we not leverage off that at all, given the lack of production that has come to the fore?
Yeah, I think over the last couple of weeks, we have seen the commodity prices regaining some of the losses, but not all the losses year to date. And the increase in commodity prices has been at the back of most of the global economy reopening, following the long periods of lockdown that they implemented in the first quarter and into the second quarter. But overall, given the lockdown that we implemented late March, I think the forthcoming data is going to paint quite a negative picture. And even with the reopening of the global economy, there's still concerns that as the number of COVID cases increase, if we don't have a vaccine or any treatment, most economies may have to go back into lockdown. A picture that, it's maybe true for South Africa in particular, when cases are expected to peak in late winter. So even as commodity prices have turned, we are unlikely to benefit significantly from this, particularly in the second quarter. So as we've been talking, that this data is for the first quarter, and it already shows that the economy entered the lockdown on the back foot. So the economy did not exit the recession in the first quarter, but instead went into a much deeper recession.
Mpho, simply put, do we just extend on that, extrapolate that directly through to the manufacturing sector as well?
Yes, totally. We can extrapolate that to the manufacturing sector. So, like, for instance, if we look at the manufacturing PMI that came out earlier this month, so while the headline figure just showed a marginal dip, if you looked at the various components, the underlying components, the business activity and the new sales orders, sub-indices plummeted to historical lows, so which shows that the forthcoming April data and the May data also is likely to show significant contractions in output.
What are you expecting from the Saab come Thursday, Mpo? Many saying that we are likely to see quite a big cut in interest rates yet again.
So our expectation is that the Saab is likely to cut by 100 basis points. That's our baseline view, and this is based on a much significant contraction in GDP this year. We expect GDP to contract 8.2%, and this is at the back of a much prolonged reopening of the economy. So we think that the whole economy is likely to fully go back to level one of the lockdown in the fourth quarter. So as I've said earlier, that we're likely to see some of the regions with high infection rates being put back into level five as the infection rates peak. So we expect a much more prolonged reopening, which means a huge knock on the economy. So for the Saab this week, the MPC members are going to deliberate on growth. They'll also deliberate on inflation. To just go back to the April figures, which they presented with the April MPC, they were expecting growth to contract 6.1% this year. And that was based on the five-week lockdown. So if they then factor in a much longer reopening of the economy, then they're likely to show a huge, a much deeper contraction in GDP this year.
Well, we wait and see. Thanks so much, Mpo, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, RMB's Mpo Molapiane.